Monarch butterflies are mating right now in Mexico before their migration back to North America at the end of this month. The monarch numbers have been dwindling in recent years, but a crackdown on illegal logging that threatens their Mexican habitat has helped stabilize their population. Logging, however, remains a serious problem. So one man who lives near the forest in Mexico is fighting back. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Monica Ortiz Uribe reports.
It's a splendid sunny day in the central Mexican city of Zitácuaro. A group of kids cluster around a girl who holds a plump yellow and black caterpillar in her hand. The caterpillar is devouring a tasty green leaf. After it finishes its meal, the caterpillar relieves itself on the girl's palm. The tiny sausage-shaped poop makes the kids squeal. These children are learning about the life cycle of the monarch butterfly at a newly completed education center called Papalotzin. The name comes from an indigenous word meaning little butterfly. The monarch is essentially these children's neighbor. On the horizon, you can spot the Camelback Mountains that host millions of butterflies each winter.
¿Y qué creen que nace después de esto a los 15 días?
The founder of Papalotzin is Moises Acosta. He uses puppets to teach the kids in a classroom setting. Outside, he raises real-life monarchs under mesh canopies, showcasing all stages of their metamorphoses. Creating this center has been a long-time dream. I'm no biologist, Acosta says. I studied tourism. His interest came from working 4 years at Mexico's Monarch Butterfly Reserve. It's a 138,000-acre protected forest 2 hours northwest of Mexico City. My work revolved around the tourists, Acosta says. Thousands visit the reserve during butterfly season, which is November through March. Acosta says he witnessed tourists grabbing butterflies and trampling them. My main motivation is to teach people to respect the monarch and take care of its habitat, Acosta says. He started Papalotzin in an empty room at his parents' house 5 years ago. He had help from international butterfly experts. In 2011, the Mexican government gave him a $14,000 grant to build the center. We finished up just a few months ago, Acosta says, and it hasn't been easy. A year ago, Papalotzin was the target of an arson. I was downtown on a Monday, Acosta says, and my dad calls and says, Papalotzin is on fire. Acosta rushed over to find his dad shoveling dirt on high flames. Later, they found two Coca-Cola cans with gasoline residue. Charred monarch wings and larvae were everywhere. Months before, Acosta says, he publicly denounced illegal logging he had witnessed near the butterfly colonies on social media and to local news outlets. He posted pictures and provided GPS coordinates. That got the attention of monarch defenders around the world, including globally renowned butterfly expert Lincoln Brower, a biology professor at Sweetbriar College.
Bad news, and it needs to be stopped. There's not supposed to be any logging going on within the core zone of the reserves.
Brower and others sent a formal letter of complaint to the Mexican government. Acosta believes the fire was meant as a threat. Police made an initial report, but the crime remains unsolved.
Sin embargo, pues eso nos, en vez de...
Rather than bring us down, Acosta says, it strengthened our desire to move forward. Meanwhile, at the newly rebuilt Papalotzin, a new generation of monarchs have wiggled their way out of their cocoons. With luck, Acosta hopes they'll inspire a young generation of humans to protect their surroundings. For Here and Now, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe, reporting from Zitácuaro, Mexico.
Monica's story comes to us from the Fronteras Desk, a public radio collaboration in the Southwest that focuses on the border, immigration, and changing demographics.